What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I White Knighted for a Sharmuta in Guatape, Colombia. So as you guys know, a couple of months ago before I came out here to Latvia, I was in Colombia. I went to a resort town called Guatape, and I White Knighted for this drunk woman who was high on a cocktail of multiple drugs. So as you guys know, I'm out in Latvia. It's a Saturday night, no, it's a Thursday night. And I'm just walking around, guys, showing you Latvia around 6 o'clock. You know, today was a sunny day. It's rare for Latvia to be sunny and dry, you know. So a night like this is special because it's not wet and rainy, which is typical Latvia during the winter time. So let's talk about today's video. I White Knighted for a girl in Guatape, Colombia. So this video, guys, really didn't come to my mind until I heard TFM's live stream a couple of days ago, where he was talking about this guy and girl who were high school sweethearts. They got married and, you know, they had a family. I don't know if they had a family or not, but they got married. They were together for a couple of years, and this girl went on a business trip by herself. She got drunk and she got gangbanged by a bunch of degenerates, and she's like, I love this type of lifestyle. This is the type of lifestyle I desire, I want. So she ended up divorcing her husband, who was her high school sweetheart. As you guys know, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He always tells you guys, you can't rush the slut. I, Amar Metwali, always tell you, you can't hold back the Sharmuta, okay? If the bitch is a 4 or above, she's a Sharmuta. No ifs, no buts, mic drop, end of the video, okay? We can end the video right now, right here, by saying, if the bitch is a 4 or above, and she has a smartphone, she is a Sharmuta, period. We can end the video right now. So, let's talk about this girl I White Knighted for in Guatape. So, it was about 2 o'clock at night in Guatape. I was walking to my Airbnb, just like I'm walking right now, okay? I was walking on the Corniche of Guatape. For those of you who don't know, Corniche means you're walking on the waterfront. So I was walking on the waterfront, the Corniche, like I am right now, okay? They actually do have a Corniche here in Riga, but it's just way too cold and windy to walk by the riverbanks, okay? So anyway, so here I am, 2 o'clock on a weekend night, Guatape, walking to my Airbnb, minding my own damn beeswax as I normally do. And this girl, like, she didn't look Colombian. She looked like she was French, okay? She looked like a high-class French woman. So she's like walking around the street. Imagine seeing a girl like right in front of you guys, walking around drunk, high on God knows what. And then she like comes up to me and she starts hugging me and holding my hands and stuff like that, you know, as if she wants to go home with me. Now, as you guys know, I drove cab in LA. I've seen shit like this happen all the time. So this girl, she wasn't just high. She just wasn't a drunk. No. This girl, I can easily tell, she was on a myriad of drugs. she was on a cocktail. She had a cocktail of God knows what because she was foaming at the mouth. Now, surprisingly or not, her eyes were not blood red, okay? But she was foaming at the mouth. Her balance was way off. She couldn't stand upright. And she was loud and she was talking, you know, she was speaking a little bit in English. So that's what made me think that this is a French girl. You know, I thought she was a French girl. I thought she was a French tourist. And maybe the natives decided to slip her a little something in her drink. And now I'm like, okay, dude, I just can't leave this girl in the middle of the street at 2 o'clock. At night, especially when some degenerate guys started to show up. You know, it's literally you have blood in the water, and I'm like, okay, dude, you just can't leave this girl out here. Now, fortunately, a tall, young, white dude was also going to his hostel, which is like apparently right next to my Airbnb, right? So this guy, we're actually following each other on Instagram. He's like a tall white dude. He's into like calisthenics or whatever it's called when you can do exercise without, you know, without having to use weights and shit like that. So anyways, so tall white dude, he looked like he was from this part of the world. You know, as you guys know, I'm in Latvia next to like freaking Russia. Every dude here is about a Chad, you know. So this white dude, even though he was in his early 20s, he was my height but hella ripped. So here the two of us are, we're with this girl. We have no idea where she lives. We have no idea what the hell happened to her. And about a dozen Colombian dudes started circling around us as if they're waiting for her to, like, as if they're waiting for us to give up on her so they can have their way with her. So me and him, we were white knighting for this whole big time. You know, we were like, we can't leave her. We were like, we have a moral responsibility to stay with this girl. So she was totally drunk. This girl was, God only knows what the hell she was on. So, you know, she was like going from dude to dude. And then me and him would like go up to her and like rescue her from the dudes she's like hanging out with stuff like that. And again, I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, Amar, you're lucky you didn't get murdered. And, you know, you're realistically speaking, you are true. But, you know, like I said, you got two big gringos there. The natives were not messing with us. But, if one of them said, you know what, I'm just going to knife these niggers, yeah, you would not be hearing from me. So that's some dude playing a, he's right over there. You know, it's actually good when he plays it, you know. I think I might just do the video just in this area alone. I mean, I did videos from this area so many times before. You know, we got this over here, guys. So I know a lot of you guys out there wanted to see how the people look like. So that's why I'm doing the MGTOW walk and talk shit like Ken Del Rican says. So me and this white dude, we stay with this girl for about an hour. It's like a little bit after 3 o'clock now. You know, we're not gonna leave her alone, you know, surrounded by like a dozen degenerate Colombian dudes, you know. And the police rolls by, going about, you know, 20, 30 kilometers an hour, which is like, what, 15, 20 miles. So he rolls by, and we're like trying to flag him down, and he just drives past us, you know. And me and the white dude are like, he definitely heard us. It's like, dude, it's obvious he heard us. But he just drove past us. Okay, fine, cool. 20 minutes later, you know, he comes back. You know, obviously his job is to go up and down the corniche, you know, patrolling things. So he comes back down the corniche And this time, me and the white dude, you know, we actually block his way, you know. And this Afro-Colombian dude, big dude, casually gets out of the truck. He doesn't speak a lick of English, obviously. And we use Google Translator and we write to him, "Hey, this girl is fucking drunk. These guys are probably gonna rape her. Why don't you, like, find out where she lives? You know, take her to where, you know, where she lives, or take her to the drunk tank until she can wake up in the morning, because this girl is definitely high on something and it's unsafe to leave her here." So the Afro-Colombian police, he casually writes to us on the translator, and he says, "Those are her friends, dudes. I'm not taking her anywhere." And he just gets in his cruiser and drives off. Now, me and the white dude, you know, we're looking at each other like, what the fuck? Did the police just tell us that he's not gonna do anything? It's clearly obvious this girl is intoxicated. It's clearly obvious that these dozen Colombian dudes are probably gonna end up raping her, and the police is not gonna do anything about it. So we continue to, like, hang out with her, you know, a little bit longer, and obviously she's trying to, like, sing and dance with all the other degenerates, and the white guy's friend comes up to us. He's like an Asian dude, Asian American, but he's based as fuck. So he comes up to his white friend and he's like, "Hey dude, this is none of our business, man. Let's go so we can get something to eat." So the white dude leaves. Now, so here I am, you know, white knighting for this charmuta, surrounded by a dozen Colombian dudes, you know, singing and dancing and, you know, drinking 40-ouncers. And I'm like, you know what, man, let me go to my freaking Airbnb. By that time, it was like almost 4 in the morning. So I go to my Airbnb, which is like 200 feet away, okay? So I go in my Airbnb, and then a couple of minutes later, I'm like, dude, you just left this drunk woman who's highly, highly intoxicated by God knows what. You left her to a dozen Colombian degenerates. It's like, dude, you know she's gonna get gang raped. So I go back, and this time around, I'm just more of a bystander. I'm just, you know, watching the guys strum their guitar and sing and dance and howl at the moon. And this charmuta is like busting it wide open. She was getting low. You know how when girls, like, when they dance, they get low and their booty, you know, where they, like, spread their legs open and then their booty keeps on hitting the ground? Yeah, that's what she was doing, you know. So she was singing and dancing and howling at the moon with all the other degenerate Colombian dudes. And I'm just sitting there watching this whole thing. At that time, I was like, you know what? Let me see how bad this is. Let me see the end of this thing at that point. So one of the many guys who was there was actually this is not a dead end. So one of the guys who was also a bystander to all this nigger shit, he was a you know, he spoke a little bit of English. He seemed high IQ. And he's like, yeah, this is what she does, man. She comes out here every weekend. The way you see her, she drinks, she gets high on drugs, she sings. And then at the end, her friends take her home. And I'm like, damn. This is normal for this woman. And he's like, yeah, This is what she does. All these guys are her friends. And I'm thinking to myself that, you know, these Colombian dudes are like saying, oh, she's my friend, you know, because they want us to believe that she's actually with them so we can leave them alone. Turns out that she really was their friend. By that time, it was like 5 in the morning. And the police, you know, the same Afro-Colombian police, he comes back. And by that time, you know, these degenerates, they were howling at the moon, strumming their guitar, drinking their 40 ounces. And the Afro-Colombian police was like, all right, dudes, y'all gotta go home. And they all went home. And true to their word, they, you know, dragged the drunk girl home. And I actually have her WhatsApp, you know, so I texted her the next day, like, hey, are you all right? You know, yesterday you seemed you were out of it. And the thing that she texted me back was, did you and I do anything together? I'm like, no, bitch, I'm the guy who tried to save you from fucking getting gang banged. And she's like, oh yeah, I do that every now and then. I don't like it, but I still do it. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you know what you're doing is bad, yet you still continue to get high, get with a bunch of degenerates who God knows what they do to you. And see, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that the girls who seem the most nice girl, the most next door wholesome girls, those are the most degenerate hoes you will ever meet. Okay, this is really the whole point of this video. Like TFM said, you know, it doesn't matter if you marry a virgin or not, okay? I told you about my second cousin, not the Egyptian. Well, both of them are Egyptian, but I have many, many second cousins. But this second cousin, he lives in America. He married an Egyptian girl, brought her out of poverty, you know, brought her to like freaking the Bay Area in San Francisco, you know, gave her kids, gave her a great life, put her through freaking college. And then when her career starts to take off and she got like a PhD, she turns around, tells my second cousin, my entire life with you was a total waste. It's like, bitch, this guy took you out of freaking poverty. He took you out of a country where the average salary is like $400-$500 a month, and now you're working for a big government organization, PhD, and this is how you treat him? So this is what you guys out there need to understand, man. It don't matter if she's a virgin or not. It really doesn't. In fact, I would go as far as to say that marrying a virgin is even worse than marrying a non-virgin, because the virgin girl, you know, she will always, always resent you, okay? You guys need to understand, man. If she's a 4 or above, she will want to ride the cock carousel. Either she's gonna do it before you or she's gonna do it after you guys. This is what everybody watching this video needs to understand. There is no such thing as a good girl. Eventually the good girl is gonna turn out to be the biggest hoe you will ever know. Okay, that's number one. Number two, these good girl types, they're gonna be a bigger hoe than the typical woman, okay guys? You know, not every woman out there will bust it wide open for you, but these girls out there who are the good girl types, you know, the next door types, they know what they're doing. They ain't dumb. They're not dumb, you know, these hoes ain't dumb. They know that nobody out there suspects that they're degenerates. Like I said, guys, this girl, when she like approached me, I could have easily taken this girl home, did thanks to her, and she would have no idea what the fuck happened, okay? But I don't do that because I'm not that type of person, you know? And like I said, she did not look Colombian. She looked like she was a French tourist who got drugged. That's what I really thought. But turns out, this is what she likes. This is what she loves. Even she herself admitted to me in her text messages that she does this on a weekly basis. And she knows it's bad, but she likes doing it. You know, what does that tell you guys, you know? How, you know, imagine if somebody tells you, oh yeah, bro, I just like to get like super duper wasted and like drive around while I'm wasted and, you know, murder people with a car. You know, I know it's not nice, but I just like to do it, you know. That's exactly what we have nowadays with the modern female, guys. And this is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. If she's a 4 or above, she a hoe. Period. Mic drop. End of video. Okay, guys? So, I know some of you still are shaking your head saying, Amr, you have no idea. You could have easily been knifed by a dozen Colombian dudes for white knighting for this hoe. And, you know, yeah, you are right. Am I gonna white knight for another girl? Nah, you know, I don't white knight for many women. In fact, realistically speaking, guys, this probably was the only woman that I genuinely white knighted for. You know, I never did that before in my life. You know, I never ever was, you know, because here's the thing, dudes, from the time this girl ran into me until the time the police came over and told everybody to scram, go home, I spent close to like 4 hours with this girl. Now, it don't bother me because, you know, 4 hours at night in Guatapé, nice weather. Other than losing time, it really had no negative effect on me. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there that I was white knighting for a girl who chose that lifestyle. I was white knighting for a girl who wanted to live that degenerate life. Okay, guys? So, this is why I'm trying to tell every guy watching this video, man. The woman that you think are the most pure, the most civil, the most loyal. Nah, they're not. They're really not, guys, you know. So, a lot of these girls, they want that degenerate life, man. They love the degenerate life. You see, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happens, okay? You see, these women who grow up in nice households, okay? These women who grow up in good families, they know there's gonna come a time when they have to get married to a nice guy, okay? So what they do is they go out, they ride that cock carousel like nobody's business because they know it's only a matter of time when they have to like hang up their degeneracy. They know it's only a matter of time, okay? So this is why a lot of these good girls out there, guys, they go bad. They don't go bad because of reasons. They go bad because that's what they want. That's what their heart genuinely wants. This is what I want everybody watching this video to understand. A woman's heart genuinely wants what's haram. They genuinely want what's evil. They genuinely want what's bad. There's nothing you guys can do about that. There's nothing I can do about that. You just have to accept women for who they are, guys, okay? And the best option is, again, MGTOW. That's really the best option. The only other option, guys, and that's gonna happen later after the collapse, would be the harem system, okay? The harem system, guys, is nothing more than side hoe with benefits. That's what the harem system is about, okay? You guys need to understand, marriage is for, let's look at the menu over here. Damn, it's bright. Cafe Casa Argentina. You hear the Mexican music? What do you guys think? Should I go to Argentina? What do you guys think? Should I go to Argentina? You know? So, yeah, guys, to finish up this video for you guys out there is that you're not gonna win, dudes. You're really not gonna win, man. You marry a good girl, eventually she's gonna go bad simply because that's what her heart desires, okay, guys? You need to understand. There is no, oh, she was a good girl, she got in with the wrong crowd. None of that bullshit, dudes. That's what she desired. Again, that Colombian girl in Guatapé, that's what her heart desired. You know, nobody slipped her a letter or something in her drink. Nobody forced her. This is what her heart desires. And this is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. You know, if a woman has options, she's gonna choose haram. It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing that you can do about it. Okay, guys? So this is what I'm telling you. Until the collapse happens, MGTOW is the only option you have. And then after the collapse, when things get really bad, especially when the beta males and the soy boys start dying out because they're weak and pathetic, that's when you can be like, okay, bitch, you're gonna be part of my harem system. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Hey, enjoy the streets, you know? Just make sure you don't freeze or something like that. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand that women are nothing more than birthing units. Nothing more. Probably a whole lot less if they don't even want to have children, you know, or can't have children. So, all right, guys, I think we had enough talk for today. Yeah, there is no winning move in this journey other than going MGTOW, you know. There is no winning move. So, all right, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.